The prayer over, we took leave of him. He was to go at a very early hour in the morning. Diana and Mary, having kissed him, left the room, in compliance, I think, with a whispered hint from him. I tendered my hand and wished him a pleasant journey. "Thank you, Jane. As I said, I shall return from Cambridge in a fortnight. That space, then, is yet left you for reflection. If I listened to human pride, I should say no more to you of marriage with me. But I listen to my duty, and keep steadily in view my first aim, to do all things to the glory of God. My master was long-suffering. So will I be. I cannot give you up to perdition as a vessel of wrath. Repent, resolve, while there is yet time. Remember, we are bid to work while it is day, warned that the night cometh when no man shall work. Remember the fate of Dives, who had his good things in this life. God give you strength to choose that better part, which shall not be taken from you." He laid his hand on my head as he uttered the last words. He had spoken earnestly, mildly. His look was not, indeed, that of a lover beholding his mistress, but it was that of a pastor recalling his wandering sheep, or better, of a guardian angel watching for the soul for which he is responsible.